from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gillian, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. It's a sixth of signed Paul George, 4 years, $212 million for the 34-year-old nine-time All-Star. Where do you come down today? Excited like Hugh Douglas, already planning his Paul George jersey buying extravaganza? Or are you skeptical like me to a player that's had a lot of injuries and has not been the best postseason player? Where do you come down? 215-592-9494. All right. Let's get into the conversation. You threw it out, Hugh, a few minutes ago. A hypothetical. If they had Paul George last year, Where do they go? How far? All right, so that's one angle of it. How about now? How about today, right? We're living in now. Where do they rank in the Eastern Conference? All right, let's start with this. I think we could all agree. Celtics, we put at the top, right? Yeah. They're the champions. They're not losing anything from that team. Even Horford's going to come back for one more year. They're number one. Who's the second best team in the Eastern Conference, and is it the Philadelphia 76ers?
Before I answer that question, is Doc Rivers still with the Milwaukee Bucks?
Oh, he's there.
And I'm going with the Sixers.
So you put them over the Knicks and Bucks?
I feel like the Sixers are a better squad. If with a healthy, one caveat, healthy Joel Embiid. Healthy. Which the people in the car are like, you idiot. He's never healthy.
It's never going to happen, you.
I'm okay with that on this hill, Joe. I'm okay with that.
So here is how I will answer this. So the Sixers got better, obviously, with Paul George. The Knicks did too, though, right? They got Mikal Bridges, who's, you know, they're different players. Mikal is younger. He's more durable. He's more of a defensive player. Paul George, obviously, more of now an offensive player than a great two-way player like he used to be. So the Knicks got better too. The reason I would put the Knicks still ahead of the Sixers is I just feel like they're going to have a better record because they're going to stay healthy and try the whole year. We're talking about load management with the Sixers or the reality of injuries. I don't know. If we get a playoff series next year, is Game 7 here or there? Are they going to have a better record or are we? I would still put the Knicks slightly ahead of the Sixers because I don't think the Sixers are going to play enough to win enough games. I don't believe it. Like, they're either going to do load management like we've talked about or the guys are going to be hurt. Like, how many games next year are all three of those guys going to play together? Is it 70 or is it 55?
I'm hopeful for 70.
Well, me too.
But I'm even thinking maybe 60-something. That's kind of how I'm looking at it. Like, the guy that I think is going to play the most games out of the three is Tyrese Maxey, for obvious reasons. Mm-hmm. Young cat, young Thundercat. He's going to be, you know, he's going to get better as it goes. I think Drummond being here helps keep Joel Embiid healthy. I'm being optimistic with all of these takes that I have, people. So, you know, just bear with me. I think that's going to help, especially when you talk about the history of him being here, what, 40 games before and having the best output when Joel Embiid was on the bench. So there's probably going to be some nights, I could imagine, where Drummond's going to be the starter. you know, to help Joel Embiid with that load management, things like that. So you're going to have somewhat a younger, more spry group on the floor at times. I can see times where probably later in the season where they have the young guy out there, the 19-year-old, McCain. Because I think that what you're doing, you're trying to bridge the old with the new, but at the same time, stay relevant. And I think that's important because when I look at the East, Joe, and I look at there was only, like, just looking at last year's record at the end of the season, I think most teams in the East were separated from 1 to 10 outside. Okay, the Boston Celtics were outlier. I give them that. But everybody else?
Few games, right?
About at the most 10 games.
Right, Boston was way ahead.
You know what? I'll take that back. About 8 games. Yeah, separated.
The gap between, because down the stretch of the season, Sixers and Knicks were fighting for positioning. And
yes.
The Knicks got 2, Sixers got 7. But you're right, there wasn't much of a difference. I guess this is the way I look at it. Brunson and Mikal Bridges play like 75, 80 games a year. Mm-hmm. They don't miss games. They're going to be there most nights for them, which means I think they're going to end up with a better record. The Sixers guys don't play at most games. Like they're going to, whether it be by a decision on a load management or it be by their hurt, I think they'll be hurt. So I would rank it Celtics, Knicks, Sixers. I'm with you on the Bucks. I think that thing is going the wrong way, Hugh. Doc and
but you know
issues they have.
You know what's funny? I'll be watching Clip. Doc was a pretty good coach when he was with the Clippers.
How is Clipped?
Clipped is
You sent us a clip. You told us to watch
it. Like the J.J. Redick part.
Yeah.
Like initially, when I sent that text, he wasn't shown in a great light. But I think he was a good teammate for the way it was portrayed. Because, you know, I think that a lot of times when they do these biopics, or whatever you want to call them, they take liberties in the way that they do certain things.
Sure.
But he was portrayed in a pretty good light as a teammate. The young lady, V. Steviano, hot mess. But Donald Sterling was a hot mess.
Well, that's for certain.
Oh, my goodness. But it was weird, Joe, because they went not only into his dealings with the Clippers, just his dealings in L.A. period with the real estate.
Mm.
Like, he wasn't a good dude, man.
No, well, that's an understatement.
He wasn't a good dude. He was definitely not a good dude.
All right, Kyle, rank the East right now. Celtics 1.
Yeah, Celtics 1, Sixers 2, Knicks 3. The Knicks thing is such an overreact. Like, the Knicks are so overrated. It's honestly starting to piss me off. Just because they beat the Sixers the first round of the playoffs with Joel Embiid on half a leg. And I know Joel Embiid's always hurt. He's always hurt.
He is.
But this is another overreaction of last season when he played only 39 games. Because the years before that, it was, what, 66 and 68 games? That's plenty of games for Joel Embiid to play during the regular season and for them to pass the Knicks.
Well, that's where I disagree. They're not getting the number one seed or number two if he only plays 55 or 60 games.
Jalen Brunson played 68 games the year before. Like, they could be on similar – like, they could play a similar amount of games next year.
Well, who would you bet on to play more?
Probably Brunson, right? But just because Joel Embiid only played 40 last year doesn't mean that he plays 40 every year. Like, Joel Embiid is a 65-game-a-year type player. Paul George just played 74 last year. Maxey plays all the time. Like, I just think we're overreacting to what we saw last season. And that the Knicks, like, just because, wow, the Knicks won a first-round playoff
they
series.
They added Bridges.
Okay, it's okay, but the Sixers now added Paul George. Like, the Sixers going into that series last year, and I know the Knicks ended up winning the series, but like, there's still an argument to be made that the Sixers went into that series the better team. Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey were a better 1-2 than what the Knicks had.
They went in favor.
The Knicks have. Like, the Sixers are a better team than the Knicks.
Well, but here's the thing. Now, you could say this doesn't matter, but I think it does. If they have a better record, they have home court when the series starts. That impacts things. I'd like to have home court.
Right, but like, so if Embiid had played 66 games, which is more typical for Joel Embiid last year, we get the number two. We get the number two seed, and we have home court advantage. And now we've improved off of that.
So you're right, but I think we'd agree on this. Most things tend to revert back to the mean, right? The middle? Like, yeah, Joel's probably going to play more than 39 games next year.
Yeah,
but Paul George is probably not playing 74.
But Embiid's
an outlier.
But Embiid's going to regress back to the mean and play more games than he did last season.
I hope you're right. But I mean, I think you are right on that. I'm with you that Embiid should play more next season. He's going into the offseason healthy. Last year was obviously a significant injury. I just wonder how many nights it's just Maxey out there with Eric Gordon. Like, that could happen for 25 games next year. And that's why I think it's hard for them to get a top two seed.
I just think that's the extreme, though. The 25 games with just Tyrese Maxey and Gordon feels like the extreme case for what would happen next season. I don't see that happening.
20 games.
But just Maxey and Gordon? Well, like, I mean, you're talking about Embiid and George both being injured for the same 25 games. That's not going to happen.
Well, all right. Maybe we could try to stagger these
injuries. I think it's more likely that that's not going to happen than it is. Like, right. I think the case you're referring to is an extreme
one. I think load management for us is going to be huge. Well, I really do.
Okay, that's a different way of saying the same thing, right? I agree with you. But, Kyle, to that point, they could sit. Right, so how many... All right, let me rephrase it. How many games do we have all three on the court in the regular season?
I would say 65. I was thinking 65 okay. to 70. But I was thinking that.
You're also probably you're better equipped to handle the non-Embiid games now if you have Maxey and George out there, and you're also better if you have Paul George not out there. Then we just did this with Embiid and Maxey last year, and they were on like a 60 something win pace. Like it's very doable.
I don't think the numbers are up yet, but let's try to guess when the over under win total comes out for the NBA season. What is the Sixers win total going to look like? My guess is going to be 52.5.
I would say 60.
Yeah, I'd say 62.
I would say 60.
Hold on.
Yes.
You think their over-under is going to be 60?
Yes, with a straight face.
And that is an easy under bet. I mean, that's like, can I put the money in now?
With a straight face.
You guys are nuts.
60.
That
was the pace they were on last year.
But yeah, they were, 60. Until Joel and B got hurt, yes. I think the big fella brings that much to the table. Yes.
Can I bet at the Kyle and Hugh sportsbook? I want to bet there.
They won 47 with Embiid missing like 40 games.
And then
if you say take half of those games out of the 40, like that's 20. They're over 60 wins, and that's if you take Embiid off the floor and put Paul George on it, they're going to win at least half of those games.
I like your logic. I'm just saying I bet the under on 60 wins. They have two players. Don't play.
You're going to lose your money.
I don't think I am. Let's go to Kyle in Westlake. What's up, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, guys? How y'all doing?
Hey, Kyle. What are you thinking?
Hey, listen, man. The Sixers got a history of doing dumb things. And let me put it to you this way. This is where people come to diet and get their last paycheck. Here's some names for you. Andrew Bynum, Jeff Rulli, Chris Webber, Derek Conger, now Paul George. Every last one of them dudes signed a contract for the Sixers and ain't even play a whole season, homie. You know what I mean? And one more thing. Hugh Douglas, stop with the dumb analysis, man. What's in the club at 155? The first thing you got to do is let's go wake him up. The girl at 155 is not a book choice, man. It's going to be sloppy from the time you wake him up for the time the evening is
so
over.
So, Kyle, that's the point of the analogy. That's the point.
No, the point of the analogy is that it's stupid. Don't nobody wait till 5:55 to go by to get the best plate. You know what I mean? No, Hugh, that's bad, bro. You're putting out bad things, man. It's really bad that they took this dude, man. Seriously, they should have got younger. Like all the old heads said, you should have just rebuilt a little bit and trade Embiid. That's what I think, bro.
Kyle, you're leaving the club too early. That's what I'd say that to that. You leaving the club too early. I'm staying at least to 1:30.
Yeah, that's why you're coming out that joint with 250 on your side.
You know what? Ain't nothing wrong. Hey, big girls need love, too.
Whatever, bro. Let's say what you want to say.
Kyle,
I love you, big dog.
Kyle,
appreciate the call, man.
Yeah, I'm not denying that Paul George needed love. It just didn't have to be here. I'm just not over you guys thinking this is a 60-win basketball team. 60 wins?
Yes, at least. At least.
Here we go.
Are they closer to 60 or 47?
60.
Next year.
60.
They're definitely closer to 60.
60. 60.
I think it's that's an interesting one because that's like mid-50s.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, so I think the total will be 52.5 to bet on when it opens.
I'm pounding the over.
Then would you, that okay, that's different than pounding the over on the 60.5.
Well, look, I think they're closer to winning 60 games than the line being set at 60, I should say.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you on
that. That makes some sense. Yeah, I'm just saying I would bet the under on the 60. All right, let's go to Steve in Egg Harbor Township. Hey, Steve.
Yeah, man, I hope it's 60. I hope they put that up on FanDuel. I'll be all over the under on that.
I would too, Steve.
I just want to congratulate Sixers fans because now we've graduated to a second-round exit again, so at least we'll be back to normal. This does nothing for the Sixers. This is not going to get us over the top. This guy is a loser just like James Harden. He's going to shoot 30% in the meaningful games in the playoffs like he did in Games 5 and Game 6 against Dallas this year. Him and James Harden, back-to-back 30% games in the biggest games of the year to show how good of players they were. I mean, I look at Luka Doncic of Dallas. This guy's accomplished more in 4 years in the NBA than those two will ever combine. they have combined in their 20-something years in the NBA. To me, this is just Daryl Morey doing the same thing he always does, signing a big-name guy who it looks pretty, it looks great, but this guy is going to decline just like our chances have already declined. We are never going to win an NBA championship.
Well, you brought up the end of his playoff spot there with the Clippers. Steve, I watched those games. It was rough. I mean, they were without Kawhi. They're trying to stave off elimination, and he was brutal in those games, just totally brutal.
Yeah, so what makes you think it's good? Because he's now a second or third option. Look, this guy didn't do it in any time, anywhere that he's been. He's been on some dynamic teams, Paul George, just like James Harden. A lot of these guys get together. Look, they're supposed to be the big three. They got nailed in the first round this year. And I don't want to hear Kawhi was out. You know, they were still the top seed in that round with Dallas, and they got smoked. And they get smoked every year. Oh, look, I'm a prove me guy. Show me you can win. These guys have never shown it. Obviously, Joel has never shown it. And everybody's talking about, oh, well, if Joel's healthy, we could do it. Joel's never been healthy. So what are you talking about?
Being
talking
optimistic.
About something that's actually happened once in his career. Has he ever been healthy? No. Is he going to be healthy this year in the playoffs? No.
Hopefully.
Our chances of winning a championship are none.
Hopefully.
Steve, appreciate the phone call. He threw the Harden thing in there strong. Yeah. Compared to James Harden.
Steve, we hoping. I mean, that's all I got. I mean, you're right. I mean, it might be asking a lot, but, I mean, playing in the Olympics, that right there didn't make nobody feel good.
Not especially Kyle, who hates the Olympics.
But I'm hoping for the best. I'm not lying. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm hoping for the best. Hoping for a lot that hasn't happened. Yes.
You know what the difference is, I think, with the hope?
What's
like
that?
We all hope, right? We all hope. And it could work. But, like, you know, you hope on a $1 lottery ticket. You scratch it off and you hope you hit something. This is an expensive group of lottery tickets we've got here. This isn't your $5 scratch off.
I can relate to that in a way that you have no idea. Like, but playing like $5 worth of lottery tickets,
hoping. You hope. But all right, so some people do that once in a while, right? It's fun. Yeah. It's just like whatever, $5. You ever see the people that go in there and they're like buying hundreds of dollars worth of lottery tickets?
Yeah,
that's the Sixers.
Yeah,
they're waiting for it to work out.
But if you get lucky, that one ticket hit,
boom,
it'd change your life.
Is that Paul?
Yes.
Paul, okay, Paul. I just want to make sure we're on the same page who the lottery ticket is here. It's Paul George. Black Gritty's up. Hey, Black Gritty.
Black Gritty.
Joe, Hugh, what it do? I'm finally getting to you, Joe. Shut up about the Knicks, okay? What has Thibodeau won as a head coach? Nothing. What does he do? He has great regular seasons. By the playoffs, his team fall apart, too, with injuries.
I agree. He did it. Black Gritty, I agree. He did it in Chicago. And I don't think the Knicks are winning a title with that group. But okay. But here's my thing. They'll probably be better during the season because they'll play hard every night.
I've heard your thing. Look, let me finish. And then you're going to say about home court advantage. Well, guess what? When we play them, it don't matter if it's home court advantage because you know they're going to buy a ticket. So shut up about that.
All right.
Waste the time. Talk about stuff that don't matter. Shut your mammy's jammy mouth about these trash pants and this. They're not an issue and or a problem. Now, Hugh.
Yes.
Can I get $100, Hugh?
For what?
Can I get $100, Hugh?
For what?
Yes or no? It's a yes or no question. That's how we do it tonight. Right?
See,
no?
the way my money's set up, I can't.
Oh, so see, I was hoping that you'd give it to me, Hugh. See, before you answered me, I was hoping that you was going to give it to me, but I kind of knew it wasn't going to happen, right? Because that's the kind of hope you got with the 76. Derek Coleman, you know who Derek Coleman is, Hugh? Do you know who Elgin Brand is, Hugh? Another old dude we overmatched out and brought here that was the number one overall draft pick that was going to come here and help save the 76. And add way off P to the list of old dudes you done overpaid to come here and had a nerve to talk about winning something with these dudes. This dude is a perennial loser.
It's going to be different this time.
Never won in the East, never won in the West. He ain't even winning in life except for getting these free checks out here, okay?
It's going to be different.
Hugh, you ain't even getting my $100. Don't talk to me about hope, okay? I was hoping you ain't giving it to me, so shut up. We're not winning nothing with this system, okay? Derek Coleman, Alfred, he's going to get a job with the Sixers when he's done here and live off the land and get paid for nothing because that's what we do here in Philadelphia. Yes, we should have got younger. Joel Embiid's not going to be healthy. It's so annoying because guess what? I'd rather have a dancing TikTok dude in 7 of them and have some hope as opposed to a dude that's going to be way off, not show up in the club, and Joel Embiid being hurt. Have a great day, guys. Shut up about them New York Knicks. I hate the Knicks so much in my heart. None of that stuff matters because they trash pens. Mikal Bridges ain't even an all-star. I'll talk to y'all. Have a great day.
Good stuff, Black Gritty.
You know my internet. You change your mind.
You know what? I got to tell you. Way off piece, not bad. I mean, that's not bad.
I kind of like the young guy McCain, though. Even though, like, I saw his TikTok this weekend because I guess he's going even more viral.
Why not?
Do the same dance. So you got to switch the dance up a little bit. But well,
we've reached the level of we're now.
The best case scenario is that this guy doesn't play this year.
You think so?
Yeah, because that means the roster's good. Like, I don't really have any room for this guy to be making his way in the NBA.
Do we even have a starting five yet?
I think he gets an opportunity. I do. I think he's going to get an opportunity.
I think he's going to play.
Yeah, I do too. I think there's an opportunity there for it to be had.
I mean, I'm sure he'll find his way on the court, but like, we can't be in a position where we're relying on this guy to give you good minutes.
I
wouldn't do that, but there will be some. I think there's going to be some developmental minutes that they're probably going to try to give you.
So, Black Rudy there, while disagreeing with me that the Knicks could be better during the season, did bring up some interesting points about some former, older stars the Sixers have imported in here over the years, and it hasn't always...
I remember Elton Brand when he got here.
Yeah, I mean, Derek Coleman, Elton Brand. He didn't even bring up Chris Webber, that was another one.
No, you know what I remember about that? It was one night, I guess it was Fan Appreciation Night, where neither one of them kind of showed up on time.
Was it my Chris or
yeah,
or
Chris
that
and AI? I think
that's like the 05-ish range.
You remember? Am I right about that?
Yeah,
I remember that. Yeah, I remember that. That was a rough one, and they got them. They got up out of here after that. It was rough.
Well, I mean, unfortunately, Chris Webber was just physically cooked. I don't think I'm not worried that Paul George is physically cooked. There's still good basketball left. It's just been the injuries, and does that change his athleticism as the years go on? Let's get someone who's actually excited around here. Tony in Willow Grove. Hey, Tony.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, Tony, what are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit of everything, man. First and foremost, not to get off subject, I'm going to give my man Kyle his props, man, because he's always talking me down. He seems like me and him are always on the same page as far as what's going on with the sports in the city. So kudos to you, Kyle.
Kyle's an idiot.
That's my man. Don't do that, man. Don't make me come see you, bro. That's my boy. That's my dude. I got his back all the way back like Cadillac with flat tires. But anyway, the Paul George thing, I'm 50-50 on it. I kind of wanted DeMar DeRozan. And I'm glad they got Drummond, because that's the main thing I wanted, was Drummond and Oubre back. So we managed to accomplish those two things. Now, the Paul George thing, I'm kind of 50-50. We just got to see if this guy can stay on the court, man. You know, and more importantly, I'm just really getting annoyed by everybody calling here with this Debbie Downer crap about JoJo. We know the situation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This is with JoJo. We can't get rid of him. It is what it is. We got to ride it out, and hopefully we get something out of this. So let's just see what we can do.
You know? Well, Tony, they've gone down this path now, right? So now it's about maximizing it. And I'm with you on Drummond. I thought it was a nice signing yesterday. Tony, I think what Hugh said earlier is the way they got to do this. They got to have some sort of load management and try to get Paul George and Embiid healthy throughout the season so they're ready for the playoffs. Because that's the whole thing. Can they be healthy in the playoffs? That's the whole story now.
Yeah, that's the biggest quandary, man. If we can manage to just get to the playoffs and JoJo can be 60, 70%, we got a shot.
Got a shot.
The question is, what are we getting from Paul George? That's the question. Is he motivated? Is he, you know, does he want to win? I mean, I know what he said. He can't, like you said earlier, you can't come in and say that you don't care about winning. That's we're going to get you a plane ticket right back out of here. You come in with that crap. But that being said, I mean, let's see where we go. Let's see where the pieces fall, man. I mean, what else choice do we have? We have no other choice. Blow it up? That's asinine. We can't blow it up.
Well, once they made the choice, I mean, they could have done it. But, Tony, once they made the choice to not, then this was it. Tony, we appreciate the phone call. They had to keep going. They had to add pieces. And Paul George was the simplest one because it just took cap room.
I think this is the best of both worlds, as good as it can get. Like, what is it? As good as it gets? This is as good as it gets because now you stay competitive. And you still, you know, you got your draft picks and you still have a somewhat young squad. And there'll probably be some moves that be made during the course of the season and you didn't have to give up anything. So, yeah, this is the best position you could possibly be in.
Well, I think that's why they wanted this one more than they wanted Jimmy Butler because that would have cost picks or even Ingram would have cost picks. Like, this one just cost the cap space, which they saved for a year. And, look, he took it. And to the point that people saying that this is rare, it is. I mean, most players, and we talked about this last week, don't seem to choose the Sixers in free agency. It's just been a rare thing. They got someone to take their money. And now we got to hope he play. It is weird, Hugh, when you look back at some of his playoff games. Because he, you know, people call him a loser. You could point out he struggled at the end of the series last year. But he has had some big games. He has a mixed bag of playoff stuff. He's not... I think it'd be unfair to say he's always a no-show in the playoffs. He has had some big moments in the playoffs, scored a lot of points, 30-plus points. It's just you never seem to know which Paul George is showing up.
Yeah, well, hopefully when he's here with Joel Embiid and everything, you know, and he talked so glowingly about him, hopefully he's the guy that shows up and plays well for us in the playoffs.
So I'm looking at Paul George's playoff games in his career, and he's played a good number. So he's played 114 playoff games. And look, he's been in the league a long time, right? We're going back to... He was drafted in 2010, so he has played 114 playoff games in his NBA career. And he has, what would you say is like a good amount of, like a lot of points? 30? 20? What number would you say that's like? That was a...
For Paul George?
Yeah, like would you say like that's impressive? 30? 20? 28?
I would say that would be impressive, but I think he's more on the line. It's not like, it feels like he might be in the teens a little bit.
So he's had 28 playoff games of at least 28 or more. So he's had some good, I mean, that's a lot of good ones. He's also had, on the other end of the spectrum, he's had, we're talking about, you know, and some of these date back to when he was younger, to be fair, but he's had like 20 playoff games of 15 or less, right? He goes both ends of the spectrum here, including the end of his tenure with the Clippers. So that's going to be a big part of it. Can he show up with Embiid in the biggest moments of these games? Like that's been part of his story. Hugh, I don't know if players like that just have on nights and off nights, if there's something to it, or if it's just, when you play a lot of games, you're going to have some good ones. You're going to have some bad ones. But he's had a mixed bag. Some good ones, some bad ones.
Yeah, and the thing that kind of is a little bit of a red flag, is an amber alert, is the fact that he's okay with it. Like, he can't – that dog needs to stay on the porch, bro. You can't hunt with that one.
So you know what I think about that? I understood the point he was trying to make. Like, you put work in all offseason, you get yourself ready, and you accept the results. It's just the way he said it.
Well, it's this. It's because it's almost like – As a guy who reached for the highest rung and didn't make it, but you still reach for it, it's almost like it feels like he didn't put his all in, you know, and he just went strictly off of talent and he didn't have any desire to get it done. I don't know if that's the case, but it kind of sounds like that. And the way the guys framed it, you know, it's one thing to go out there and fall short and you give it your all, but it's another to make it sound like, well, you know, hey, just wasn't my night, you know.
And even if you feel that, maybe you don't have to tell every fan.
I mean, because it takes a while. Like, I can remember being in games, especially the ones that we lost in the NFC Championship game. Boy, it took a while. Like, just thinking about, you always think about what you could have done better. You think about the plays that you could have made or the plays that you missed or the calls that could have been a little bit better. And it takes a while to get to that point where you get back on the horse, if you will.
Well, yeah, and look, it's one thing to feel like, hey, I put my all in, I failed, what are you going to do? It's another thing to say it. Like, you know, people don't want to hear that after a big loss in a big moment. 215-592-9494. Where are you on the Paul George signing? 4 years, $212 million, one of the biggest signings in Sixers history in terms of dollars and just, you know, the player he is when he arrives here. Are you excited, skeptical? Where do you come down? Plus, we have some drama to address here. Not our drama. Enemy drama down in Cowboy Land.
The absolute glory hole.
This will put a smile on your face. We'll hit that next. Right back to your phone calls on Paul George Midday Show, Sports Radio 94.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.